Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me start by asking you, since you've signed with the Pirates now, you knew the town was excited about you coming back, but to see this kind of turnout today, I guess it really hits home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's good to be able to interact with the fan base and you sign an autograph, so you get about 5 seconds per person, but, you make the most of it, which is nice. It's good. See some familiar faces, too, which is nice, too. So, it's been good, seeing all the people here, and, I can't wait to get back there on the field and, be able to do what I've always done, and that's just play out here and interact with the fans as much as I can.
Is there any feeling like you never left?
No, yes. I mean, there is a sense of knowing the actuality of it, knowing that I actually did leave. So there are some old feelings, experiences, and all those things where I'm able to kind of relive it again, somewhat of like a reincarnation of just the feelings that I have. So I'm able to kind of live those over again, I guess. But, it still feels the same, and but it's good to have those same feelings.
And when you look down there, what kind of floods your mind?
Well, one, the grass looks amazing. don't know what they're doing to it, but looks like that's going to be some good surface. And so I expect some hits to get through the middle there with that nice grass and surface. And I know they got a new scoreboard coming in, so, that's going to look good. But, it's good just to be able to, I pass this place a lot. Over the years, because I live here, so a lot of times there were times where I would drive by it and I couldn't even look at it, just because of the simple fact of knowing like I can't be here and I'm not there. So, so there were times where it was difficult to know that I live here, but I don't play here. Now I don't have to worry about that this year, and knowing that I can look at it and know like, shoot, I'm going to be going back there during the season. And good to be able to enjoy that again.
What's the feeling of not being able to just look at this place and know that you're going to be able to play here again, but just as you navigate around the city, that even though it has been your home in your departure, like, what has this last week just been like as you navigate around the city and be in the city again?
It's good, man. You get to I get to interact with the people I normally interact with, maybe around where I live, and, it's more of a generalization from everyone and the consensus of, like, it's nice to you're actually here. Having that, seeing that smile on a person's face, knowing what that smile means and them not even have to say anything, it's as opposed to what it used to be, where it was like, I might see someone and talk to them and they might say, man, we miss you here, or good luck wherever you're going to be. And, it's not that having that conversation anymore. It's more of like they know I'm here. And a lot of times you don't even have to have a conversation. It's just more of like, a head nod and a smile. And, we both have an understanding of it. So it's nice. It's good to know that. And it's good for the fans to know that, too. Good for the people of Pittsburgh to know that. And, it's good. It's more than just having a, distant memory of them, me talking to them about when I was here last. It's more like, man, I can't wait to, for the season to roll around. So,
it's
good.
Do you sense the energy? I mean, we haven't felt like this, like, at least seeing on social media and people talking and coming up to you and stuff. And do you sense that energy again?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, I haven't been here
But just on social media, yeah, and just like,
yeah,
people,
I mean,
talk, like, it's like, yeah, re-energized.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you definitely get that. I mean, you feel that from everyone. And so sometimes I try not to think too deep into it a whole lot, but you know, you can't help but, you know, see what's going on and, you know, how the fan base is, you know, some are, you know, really happy, and, you know, just to know that, you know, that I'm back, and, you know, it breathes a different life into the ball club, you know, and it's good to, for them to know that. And at the same time, I just feel like this is a team that, you know, I'm not here to make fans happy. You know, I'm here to, you know, be on that ball club and try and win some ball games. And, you know, I think that we have a really good group of guys that can do that. You know, there was a time when we lost 100 games back mm-hmm. in the day, and, you know, we turned in, we almost won 100. So who says that we're not capable of doing that? You know, it's still a possibility, and it's always possible. And, that's what's going to make it that much sweeter for this team. And, you know, I'm looking forward to being there and being around it.
I know, yeah, I talked to Neil about this.
At the risk of asking you to think too deeply about this, I mean, you're a different stage in your career now than you were when you left. Is there any concern about competing against maybe your own legacy here? I mean, sort of trying to be the guy that you were last time around?
I don't need to. I have nothing to prove. I don't have anything to prove to anyone. I'm here because I know that I can still play the ball game, and that ball club and that front office, they believe that. I don't need to put more pressure on myself. I never have, and I never will. So I'm out there, and I'm enjoying myself. And I know with, you know, being back and being around and just being somewhere that I'm familiar, that's going to be very helpful for me. Sometimes it's really hard and tough to be on other teams and to try and get acclimated and used to the culture and used to the city and used to, you know, a lot, like, people don't put that, you know, in hand when you're going through that. And that can be tough in itself, to where you lose the, you know, the game, where you lose the preparation and what I need to do. I don't have to worry about any of that stuff here, you know, because I'm used to it. And so that's going to be big time, and that's going to help me a lot, I feel. And, you know, there's no legacy to protect, or, you know, just show up and do what I've always done. And everything else will take care of itself.
Andrew, what would it mean to win again here? I mean, you were here when they were at the bottom and went to the top. To be able to do the second job, what would that mean?
I mean, it mean the world to not me, not only me, but it mean the world to the fan base as well. Because the fans here, they don't want to see another 20 years of losing. You know, they don't want to, you know, be a part, and rightfully so. They don't want that to happen. So I don't want that to happen either. You know, I do feel within that clubhouse, there are a good group of guys out there and in that clubhouse, great talents. You know, it's just a matter of belief of that and going out there on the field and doing it. So it's a good group of guys. I haven't, you know, of course, gotten to meet everyone and talk to everyone yet, but when spring training rolls around, I have that chance and opportunity, and yeah, it would be special. So, you know, it first starts in that clubhouse and on that field. So, yeah, look forward to getting started.
I talked to Neil about this last week. Do you have a sense that, does this feel almost like 2011, 2012 to you, where this club is headed? Can you compare it to that?
I can't because I haven't been around it. I don't know. I'd probably be able to answer that more if I was here last year or something, but I haven't been here, so this is new to me. So I won't know that until I'm playing it. But the best that I can do is try not to compare it to me in my past and what, because that's a totally different ball club, totally different era. So this is a new era, it's a new team. The last thing they want to hear is, oh, you know, we're like the 2011-12. You know, mm-hmm. They don't want to hear that. They you know, they're here to create their own legacy, and you know, I'm here to facilitate and to help be a part of that new era and the new winning and, you know, just all of it. Just breathe new life into this club and into the city. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Really am.
Andrew, we all remember your first home opener here at PNC Park. Shelty said yesterday that one thing he will guarantee about, he doesn't like to talk about lineups, but that you're going to be in the opening day lineup. What does that mean to you, for one, and how much are you looking forward to playing here at PNC Park again, you know, especially on like an opening day?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being back, you know, and playing and yeah, just having the opportunity and chance to go out and you know, be the player I know I can be, you know, and be consistent and you know, yeah, just play the game the way I know I can play it. And so I'm looking forward to being in front of, you know, these fans again. And you know, opening day is always you only get one opening day, and you know, I'm looking forward to it and I can't wait for it. And when that time comes, you know, I'm sure I'll be able to just try and take it all in. And you know, at the end of the day, baseball is baseball, so it's about you know, trying to win. And you know, that's what I'm going to be trying to do out there after you get all those, you know, butterflies and the anticipation of it all. And you know, once that kind of settles down, you know, I'll be yeah, just looking forward to really getting the 2020, what year is it?
2023.
3 season ready, yeah. And yeah, so I'll be ready to go, man.
Catch anybody in there of any good lines, advice for you, jokes or anything? Any fans that you met?
Not a whole lot. Nothing crazy. Okay. You know, of course, people, you know, have some cool stories about, you know, the past and, you know, the past few years where we won. And, you know, so I got to have that with them, but yeah, okay. nothing too over the top occurred.
Other thing I wanted to ask you is, Shelty said yesterday that there was a conversation between you and him, and you said, like, you guys have a really good core here. What makes you say something like that? Like, when you look at the
Because I came in, I was came in here last year. We couldn't beat them. I was on a good team, poised to make it to the playoffs, poised to win the division. That didn't pan out, you know, and part of the reason it didn't was we couldn't beat that ball club over there. Couldn't beat them, and I honestly believe I was watching and I was going, man, it's a good ball club. You know, if they weren't good, they wouldn't beat us. You know, they and so, like, you know, that's why I didn't believe in the 100 losses. People can look at a record and say, oh, they lost 100 games, but I don't believe in that. Just because it says it doesn't mean that they're 100 lost ball club. And I truly believe that they're not, because if that was the case, they wouldn't beat us. They wouldn't beat the Yankees. They wouldn't, you know, like, you know, it's a club that can do it. And it's just about being consistent, you know, and that's what it's all about. It's about having the back end of that bullpen, close it down. It's about, you know, putting the runs, playing small ball. It's all these things that lead to being able to win. And I understand as a club, though, we're going to have to do all the small things right. We're going to have to be consistent, pick each other up. And, you know, that can lead to the success of a ball club, and I truly believe that. I truly believe that this club can do that. And, yeah, it's just about us just going out there and doing it and taking it day by day, being really consistent with it and going out and, yeah, surprising a lot of people.
One more question. I'm curious. You were talking about the going to different ballparks and how maybe it wasn't the same. Was at any point in these last 5 years, was your enjoyment of the game affected adversely just because it wasn't home?
I'd be lying to you if I said that didn't affect me. I'm sure it did. I can't necessarily say, like, yeah, it did. But, I mean, you know, it's a different atmosphere, things that you aren't used to. You know, you got to get used to certain things. You adjust as much as you can, because that's what we do as human beings. We're great adjusters to our environment and what we're around. But, you know, I'm sure it did affect me in some way, shape, or form. You know, I had a newborn son when I left here. You know, I didn't know what to expect. I'd never been on another ball club. Like, you know, so when you look at all those things, and you have a short amount of time to try and process it all, yeah, I'm sure it does mess with your, you know, your brain and whatever else, like, you know. But to me, I'm like, no, I'm fine, you know. Like, you know, but, you know, deep down, I'm probably not, you know. So, but this is what you have to do to accept the reality of what's happening to you. You got to go out and just accept it and go and play your best ball. And I'm sure, like I said, yeah, I'm sure it has some effect. And, you know, and you feel those effects. You know, I feel the effects when you first come back to Pittsburgh. I'm on the Giants, you know. You feel the effects when you're on a different ball club and you come in, you play the Pirates, you know. And so, like, I feel that. You know, last year was the first time I actually felt okay coming here and playing, you know, at this and being on the opposing side and playing the game of baseball. I was like, oh, I'm actually starting to feel a little better coming here, you know. So, to answer your question, it probably answers it, you know. So, yeah, I'm sure it had somewhat of an effect, but, you know, it's nice to be back here and not have to worry about that anymore.
You thought at all about what that reaction is going to be on opening day?
Nah, not really. I mean, fans have been great regardless, you know. Every time I've come here, you know, so I don't expect it to be any different, really, because they've been, you know, just so receptive to me coming in every single day, and every time I'm in, like, they show their support. I hit a double and they clap, you know, like, you know, it's you know, it's so, you know, it's still nice to get that. So I'm sure it's gonna be great, but they've always been great every time I've been.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.